Hey, I came to bring you. Dude, we just had dinner. You're already hiding in your room? I was gonna bring you one of my mum's brownies, but... Oh my god. Are you? Wow. You're seriously getting off during our family trip? Hey, why are you covering your cock? Let me see. No, I'm not kidding. You heard me. There we go. Now no one will barge in on our private moment. Just a little sibling bonding time. Our parents will be happy we're getting along. God. Look how fucking hard you are. It's sticking straight up. There's no hiding that. Well, what was it? Seeing me at dinner? Is that what made you all hot and bothered? Oh, it couldn't be this little crop top, huh? I may have bent over a little bit when I passed you the potatoes. And did you like the glimpse of my cleavage? Almost ready to spill out. And I'm not even wearing a bra. They're so soft. I wonder how you'd react if I just slipped one boob out of my top. It's so easy, just like you. Oh, I saw your cock twitch. Can't fucking deny it. You have a crush on your stepsister. What a perv. You know, it's pretty funny how our parents got married and we hadn't even met at school yet. I tried to get some intel on who you were and found out that one of my friends had fucked you. Nope. Haven't seen a reason to tell you until now. You worried about what I'm gonna say? She said you were sweet, but so repressed. You had so many fantasies that were held back, bursting at the seams. I guess after our parents got married, one of those ideas was fucking your stepsister. Just a naughty thought swirling around in that silly head of yours. We're not technically related, so there's nothing wrong with it. Isn't that what you tell yourself before jacking off to me? She also actually said you had a nice cock, which I can see for myself now. She was right. What a surprise, coming from my dorky older brother. So it was the perfect combination of events for you to develop a little crush on me, right? Those stepsis fantasies, and then finding out that your new stepsister was your age and hot. Oh, your lust for me. It's so easy to tell. You're pretty obvious, especially after I heard you moaning my name. Those walls back home were pretty thin. If it wasn't clear enough already, I'm telling you to keep going. I want to watch. Oh. Would you like some more lube then? Makes everything better, right? So slippery and fun. No, I'll go get it. There you go. Nice and cold. Stroke yourself. Just pretend I'm not here. That's it. Were you going that slow before? I'm trying not to come too soon. Faster. Good pup. Oh, your ears perked up at that one. Just like a puppy should respond. God, Watching a man stroke his cock, seeing the expressions on his face. It's normally so sexy, but knowing you're thinking of me, it's just pathetic. I bet you've memorized my features by now, calling them into mind just so you can imagine me here when you're alone. My long legs, curvy hips, pretty hair, and plump lips. How many times have you pictured coming on my face? Running something beautiful? Me. With a shocked expression and your sticky load covering me. Oh, you could do that now, if you wanted. I can just stand here and watch, and I think pretty soon you'll probably spill your load over yourself. But do you want more? Okay, I'll give you a tit job if you're really that desperate. I think I can help my big brother out. But you can't touch me, okay? I'm the one doing this for you, so you'll play by my rules. Let me get this off then. You like seeing my boobs? Aren't they so nice and soft? That's definitely enough to stroke your cock with. They aren't that big. I know, right? It's surprising, even seeing me with a skimpy shirt on. Well, do I look like you expected? Even better. At this point, you'll say anything to get your cock where you want it, right between my tits. So why don't I help you say those words? These words. Please, little sis, I can't stop staring at your perfect tits and ass, and I'm so horny that I can't handle it anymore. Oh, I do mean it. Repeat that. I need to come all over your soft tits. There you go. I want you to say this one too. I'm a silly little puppy that drools over you. I can't even control myself on a family vacation. I deserve to get down on all fours on a walk like a dog if I want to act that way. No, I'm not calling you a good boy. You don't deserve it. But maybe I'll live up to my word and put these tits on you. At least you do obey like a well-behaved puppy. Where's the loop? There we are. Oh, nice and slick. Look at your cock disappearing between them. Don't you buck up into my chest. This is my job. I'm just trying to help you out. As your honorary sister, whatever, I feel kind of bad for you. Like, you actually started crushing on your stepsis. How much of that cringy, stupid porn have you been stuck watching? Okay. Don't answer that. I don't want to know. What? Oh my god. Even when I'm not trying to dirty talk, you're still so into this. Is it just hearing my voice? Oh, is that really it? Holy shit. I gotta test this out next time we're in public. Get you all worked up just from hearing me talk. Is that why you hide in your room? Or are you just a loser? A loser who wants his stepsister's body. Right? Would you like it if I dressed up like one of those anime girls you like so much? Fucking pervert. I bet you'd flip my skirt up and stare at my ass all day. You'd buy a body pillow with me on it and grind up against that at night. God, you're really throwing, aren't you? Your balls feel so heavy. Is the poor puppy desperate for me? You got a nice load of cum ready for me to drain? How about this? I get you off, but you have to pay me back. It means that you need to make me cum, dumbass. Not right now, just at some point. Oh, I'll take you up on it. Promise. I need some stress relief in my life, especially from someone who I know will do anything for me. Okay, I guess you can thrust your hips or whatever. I'm feeling lazy. You can use my body to make yourself come if you want. Oh, that's so fucking pathetic. Is that all you've got? Your fist close just from fucking my tits? I bet you'd blow your load in my pussy the second you slid in. If you ever got to that point. It's fun seeing you this needy though. Whenever I think of how respectable Mum and Dad think you are, I'll know that their perfect little nerd is nothing more than a big fucking slut for me. Oh, look at how slick the tip is. All that pre-cum leaking out. What would happen if I just pulled away? Still throbbing for me? I think you can come, just from hearing my voice. Yeah, you're that much of a degenerate fucking whore. I'd believe it. The fact that humiliation gets you off? It's hilarious, and your cock keeps twitching for me. I know it's all for me. All this cum you've been waiting to release, pretending it's my face or my ass, or even my tits. Don't touch yourself. You can do this. If you don't, I'll think that you're even more pathetic. Can't even come on command. Now, come for me. Come all over these soft tits. Shoot your load on your little sis just like you've wanted to this whole time. Yes. Fuck. That's a lot. You drenched my face and my tits. Gross though. Now I'll have to clean this up. I do wonder how you'll handle seeing me in a bikini tomorrow when we're getting a pool. Think you'll get a hard-on in front of everyone there? You might have to run away. Bye, loser. Remember, you owe me.